it conferred upon the Prince of Kiev a certain divine sanction. For making such a wise choice and a good career move, Vladimir was later named a saint of the Orthodox Church. His sons, however, weren't very good at loving their brothers. After Vladimir died in 1015, the eldest son, Sviatopolk, assassinated his younger brothers Boris, Gleb, and Sviatoslav. The only surviving brother, Yaroslav, was allowed to live because he was a bastard, and therefore supposedly posed no threat. Yet Yaroslav pushed Sviatopolk out in 1019. Yaroslav brought Kievan Rus to the high point of its culture. Though Yaroslav was friendly with the kings of Western Europe, three of his daughters were married to European kings, he was the one who covered all bases by marrying one of his sons off to a little Byzantine princess. Yaroslav was the first to put a Russian in charge of the Orthodox Church, not only declaring religious independence from Byzantium, but establishing that the state was over the church and not the other way around. Yaroslav's crowning achievement was beginning the collection of laws known as the Ruskaya Pravda. Yaroslav even developed a complicated succession procedure